An American and a Briton will share this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. NPR's John Idstey is here. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
And the winners are?
The winners are Clive W.J. Granger. He's British. He teaches at the University of California, San Diego. And Robert F. Engel. He's the American, and he's on the faculty of New York University.
And the Nobel Committee says they won the prize for methods of analyzing time series with common trends. And in English?
Well, the work that these two did is very technical. It has to do with analyzing time series, like the changes in GDP over time or the changes in interest rates over time. Granger looked at time series of things that generally grow, like GDP or money supply. Now, predicting that they're going to grow is no big deal, so he figured out ways to test why they grow faster or slower. Engel developed statistical modeling of time-varying volatility. Researchers used to work with methods that presupposed constant volatility, such as the up and down fluctuations of stocks in the stock market. But as we know, volatility is not constant in the real world. Sometimes stock prices fluctuate more than other times. And Engel developed a way of capturing the way volatility changes over time. And it's called, Bob, autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity, more commonly known as ARCH.
Okay. I was actually going to follow that and try to make the acronym, but you did it for me. Okay. And this is useful to whom for what?
Well, these methods are very useful to people working in the financial markets, and by extension, I guess they're useful to us if those folks are managing our money. Even if we don't totally understand what they're doing, it's important for us.
There hasn't always been a Nobel Prize for economics.
No, there hasn't, Bob. The prize was originated in 1969, and actually it's endowed by the Bank of Sweden. It's called officially the Bank of Sweden Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. And the Americans have certainly dominated the competition over the past, I guess more than 30 years now. But, you know, normally, actually, in the last four or five years, things haven't been quite as technical and complex as the prize was this year. Last year, for instance, there was a prize was given for work that showed that people don't necessarily behave in the rational way that classical economic theories suggest. Year before that, the prize was given for work on asymmetrical information in markets, which we can all recognize when we buy or sell a used car. One of us knows much more about the quality of the car than the other, and that sometimes gets in the way of markets. So it's you know, this year's is technical. Other years have been more accessible.
I bet you can't do ARCH again.
Let's see. Let's try that again. Autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity.
That's why they call it the dismal science. NPR's John Idstein.